Blog Talk Radio.
To you. This is Dr. Faye Maureen Butler. Welcome to Top of the Morning Inspirational Show, and thank you for listening in. Those who are listening now and those who listen to the show later, I want to acknowledge my friends and supporters who are listening across the globe in Bermuda, India, Namibia, Zimbabwe, Tanzania, Ethiopia, Kenya, Nigeria, South Africa, the UK, Guyana, Mauritius, the US, Australia, Poland, Puerto Rico, Spain, Dubai, Cameroon, Pakistan, Ghana, the Philippines, Canada, Brazil, the Bahamas, Trinidad and Tobago. Top of the Morning is presented by Huldah's House Ministries Incorporated, a learning community encouraging, empowering, and educating believers. The website address is www.huldahouseministries.org. That's HuldahsHouseMinistries.org. This is the official ministry website of Dr. Faye Maureen Butler. Good Morning by Mandisa with Toby Mac opens the show. Announcements. Top of the Morning weekly web radio show is on Facebook. Like Top of the Morning Radio Show and stay informed about different events. Come and worship with Upper Room International Ministries Church of God in Christ, the Church Without Walls, where I serve as pastor. We are located at 790 East 51st Street between Avenue D and Foster in that great city of Brooklyn, New York. Our service time, Thursday night, restoring the Watch of the Lord prayer at 6:30 p.m., and Light on the Word Bible instruction begins at 7 p.m. Refreshments are served every week by Fly Grass. Our Sunday schedule, Sunday school begins at 9:45 a.m., and banana bread and other homemade treats baked by yours truly are served most Sundays at the Sunday school. Our worship celebration begins at 10:45 a.m. First Sunday is our Celebration Sunday, where we celebrate the Lord's Supper. We celebrate our assistant pastor, and we appreciate our seniors with We Care packages. On third Sunday is our Stir Up the Gift service, where I invite others to share their ministry gifts with Upper Room. On fourth Sunday is monthly Family and Friends Day, and I anoint and pray for everyone. We will take prayer requests via the church website at www.urimtogic.org. Upper Room International Ministries Kojic is now on Facebook. Like our page. That's Upper Room International Ministries Kojic, and stay informed about ministry events. Or follow us on Twitter, all uppercase at URIMCOGIC. On June 2nd, I am the guest preacher at Women's Day for Unity Temple, Church of God in Christ. The address is 623 Madison Street in Brooklyn at 4:30 p.m. Save the date on June 6th at Upper Room International Ministries Kojic. We are preparing for and expecting a great move of God. Prophet Sylvie DeLong Kotapalli from India will be with us in a one-night service. Bring the sick. Expect to receive a miracle. Prayer begins at 6:30 p.m. On June 9th, I am the guest preacher at Women's Day at Zion Tabernacle in Brooklyn at 4:30 p.m. Holder's House Ministry endorses the following. Tap Media Management, that's T.A.P, all uppercase media management, provides social media management for clients who are new to social media or for those that don't have the time to establish and maintain social media sites on their own. For more information, call 646-372-6230. They handle my social media accounts for the church and for Top of the Morning. Check out rain360.org. Join the movement. Change your world. Rain360, resetting the standard. That's www.reign.360.org. Cedric Wilson Photography is a husband and wife team that works closely together to capture the very best images imaginable, images that will last a lifetime. For more information, like them on Facebook or visit www.cedricwootenphotography.com. That's cedricwootenphotography.com. New Gospel Radio, The Power Hour. Please tune in worldwide weeknights at 7 p.m. Eastern at www.eastgatebroadcasting.com. That's eastgatebroadcasting.com. If you live in the Hamptons area in New York, you can tune in to 90.7 and 93.3 FM WEGB, hosted by Lydia Bonner, a.k.a. the voice of the Hamptons. www.collegesnaps.com is a practitioner-designed mobile communication solution to help guide students to and through college. Don Fraser is founder and president. That's www.collegesnapps.com. Design a braids and trade or natural hair care. For more information, dial 718-783-9078. My guest today on the early spotlight segment is Brother William E. McMillan III, who just released his single Worthy. And on the later segment is Brother Gordon Campbell, one of the best drummers in the world. Joy of Life Ministries, Church of God in Christ in Omaha, Nebraska, is now on Ustream. Go to www.jolchurch.com to view at any time. Reverend Eric Butler, pastor. Cynthia Butler, co-pastor. Worship is more than a feeling. It's a lifestyle. Saved and anointed musician available. Plays the organ and keyboard and is versatile in traditional and contemporary music and can also sight read. References are available. Call Minister Terrence Butler at 917-406-7132 or email him at tbutler57@aol.com. New York Southeast jurisdiction of the Church of God in Christ Quarterly Empowerment Conference. Empowerment, impartation, and information. Or pastors, leaders, and laity meet us at Best Temple Kojic, 111 South Street in Newburgh, Saturday, June 1 at 11 a.m. Saturday night Sunday school with Illinois First Jurisdiction Church of God in Christ. Sunday school every Saturday at 9 p.m. Central. Dial 1-661-673-8600. Access code 170-045 pound. The lessons are now being taped and will be available for playback. This concludes the announcements. Please govern yourselves accordingly. The short selection was The Martians and Christ There Is No East or West. The music playing in the background during the announcements was Sarita Bird from the Ecclesia Music Group singing I Won't Stop Me. Sarita Bird will be one of my guests on June 17th. It's time for prayer. The music playing in the background during the prayer is Pamela Mann singing the Blood Mary. In the book of Luke chapter 18 verse 1 says, men ought always to pray and not faint. So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and we thank you. You are Alpha and Omega. Lord, we worship you. This morning, great is your faithfulness to us this day. Worthy, worthy, you are worthy. King of kings, Lord of lords, you are worthy. I worship you. Lord, for those in the listening audience that have not accepted you as Lord and Savior, we pray today for their salvation. Save the unsaved, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For those who are saved and born again, we know that the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and sinner appear? So, Lord, we are asking for forgiveness for our sins. Forgive us, Lord, for our shortcomings. Forgive us for wrongdoing. Forgive us for wrong thoughts. We accept you as Lord and Savior in our lives. Lord, keep our motives clean and our hearts pure. Now, Lord, saturate our environment with your presence. Lord Jesus, you were wounded for our transgression. You were bruised for our iniquity. And with your stripes we are healed. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you are a deliverer. So in the name of Jesus, we bind affliction, sickness, and disease, and lose healing for afflicted bodies and healing for tormented minds. Let's touch and agree with this specific prayer of healing. Let your faith go up. Lay your hand on the phone or computer as you listen. In the name of Jesus, we decree healing on this day. Lord Jesus, there is nothing too hard for you. Your word states that you are the Lord God who healeth thee. In the matchless name of Jesus, I speak to cancer. The spread of cancer be rebuked in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, congestive heart failure be rebuked. I lose complete restoration and healing in the chest area. In the name of Jesus, I speak to asthma and conditions related to asthma. Be healed from that condition. No more fear. God has not given us the spirit of fear. I plead the blood of Jesus against severe allergy attacks against the saints in this season. Lord, you heal us the broken in heart and bind us up their wounds. In the name of Jesus, heal wounded emotions, heal broken family relationships, heal the backsliders. We thank you for the authority you've given us as believers by granting unto us the keys of the kingdom of heaven. For whatsoever we shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. In the name of Jesus, I bind hopelessness and I lose hope against hope. I bind spiritual fatigue and I lose spiritual endurance. I bind spiritual apathy and I lose spiritual resilience. I bind a spirit of poor judgment and eating habits, I lose wisdom. We touch and agree with our brothers and sisters that we will not be ignorant of Satan's devices, traps, tricks, snares, or schemes. Let every strategy of hell against our lives be exposed and brought to light. Grant unto us strategies and tactics to identify and resist, blocks and plans against our lives, or lift up a standard against any flood the enemy would try to bring in the lives of those listening now. Lord Jesus, help us to recognize open doorways in our lives where the enemy would try to infiltrate. I lose confusion against every satanic and demonic conspiracy that would come against the plan of God in the lives of those listening now. Let the secret counsel of the wicked be turned into foolishness. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I quench every fiery dart of competition, hatred, jealousy, envy, murmuring, gossiping, anger, bitterness, and rage. And I release kindness, meekness, respect, and celebration of others. In the name of Jesus, cut off the assignment of the Jezebel spirit and its many manifestations against ministers and ministries. Destroy all manifestations of the Jezebel spirit. I plead the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I loose and activate with acceleration, repentance, godliness, the prophetic anointing, the spirit of Elijah and Jehu, the gift of discernment of spirits and the fire of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, break the spirit of deception. Cast down the high places that hinder us from completing our assignment. In the name of Jesus, paralyze every demonic hindrance, delaying miracles for the saints. Let the God of suddenly arise to the people of God. Lord Jesus, release your warrior angels on our behalf to fight our battles in the heavens against the demonic princes. Let the power of the blood of Jesus be released in my life. I cover my mind and thoughts with the blood of Jesus. I cover my doorposts and possessions with the blood of Jesus. I rebuke Satan, the accuser of the brethren, through the blood of Jesus. Lord Jesus, teach my hands and warm my fingers to fight. Make us ministers of fire. Help us to pray, preach, teach, prophesy, and witness with fire. Lord Jesus, we have been tried by fire. We're coming out as gold, for you alone know the way that we take. Lead us in the everlasting way, for your ways are higher than our ways, and your thoughts higher than our thoughts. Have your way in our lives, Holy Ghost. Lord Jesus, grant our petitions, for we know that you are not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. We are seeking the kingdom of God first. Help us to delight in you, so that our desires become your desires. Order our steps and take over our plans. I decree and I declare that my times and seasons are in your hands, and they will not be changed or adjusted by anyone. I confess that I am walking in the tongue of Issachar anointing that will allow me to accurately discern my times and seasons. Lord Jesus, let me not operate in the wrong spirit, but let me have and walk in a spirit of excellence. I want to be clothed with humility. I thank you for your promises to go before me and make the crooked places straight. I expect that you will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut asunder the bars of iron. Lord, according to your word, give me the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. Let a mantle of power rest upon my life. Deliver me and bring me into a large place. Lord, I thank you for this is my set time for favor. Lord, be touching and agree with our brothers and sisters in Christ across the globe, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Lord, remove spiritual cataracts and scales from our eyes. Lord, your word states in Hebrews 5:14, the solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. So help us to activate and train our five spiritual senses to be used for your glory. Stir up dormant gifts and talents and make ways for the saints to exercise these gifts and talents. Lord Jesus, according to your word in Romans 1:11, Apostle Paul desired to impart spiritual gifts so that others will be established. Lord, we submit to you. Grant us the ability to help establish others in ministry by your anointing, guidance, and impartation. I dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and I abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Now, Lord, let this show bless your people. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Keep me from presumptuous preaching and teaching. In Jesus' name, amen. We thank God for the prayer on this morning. This next selection I'm going to play for Worthy is the single just released by my first guest, Brother William McMillan. Enjoy Worthy.
Oh Jesus, we love you. 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 Our Father, we love you. Our Father, we love you. Our Savior, we love you. Our Savior, we love you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You are worthy of my praise. You are worthy of my praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are worthy of my praise. You are worthy of my praise. No one like you, no one like you, no one like you. You are worthy of my praise. You are worthy.
Amen. That was Worthy by Brother William Elijah McMillan III from Maryland, and he will be my first guest. He just released this single this past Friday, so I'd like for you to try to get it. You can get it on Amazon, CD Baby, or iTunes. This next song, as we wait for Mr. McMillan, is called My Help Cometh by Twinkie Carr.
My help cometh from the Lord. 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 Ooh.
Amen. We're getting ready to go to our first segment. Top of the morning to you, Brother Will. This is Dr. Faye from New York. How are you this morning?
Well, how you doing?
Good, 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 good. So I'm so glad you were able to come on. I just played your song. It's just such a beautiful song. But tell the audience a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is William McMillan. I'm from Baltimore, Maryland. I'm 24, and I've been in ministry for about 2 years now, and it's been an amazing journey thus far. I've been playing professionally for 7 years now, and I'm just enjoying the ride. So,
hey. So, you know, you're a pretty accomplished musician. So, can you talk a little more about any challenges and successes you had in getting to this point and being able to release some music?
Yeah, sure. Well, I decided to release Worthy maybe 3 months ago. I just God just told me it was time to release the song, but as I showed in my video, it was three parts of the song, and they just came like three different divine encounters that I had. But this happened like. Like, so, you know, it happened like around like 2010, you know, so the song was like written like a long time ago. So, but, you know, when God told me to actually release it, it was like, I don't know, it was like so many things was kind of like, you know, happening that would try to like, stop the process in a lot of ways. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it was released and people were blessed. So.
Yes, yes. You know. Now, can you share, like, any, like, message of encouragement or hope, especially to some up-and-coming musicians or musicians who may be thinking about releasing their first project? What can you say to them on this morning or whenever they listen to this broadcast?
I can give some advice first. I shared it on Facebook not too long ago. My entire hard drive was stolen before I released, you know, everything. And I would just say first, you know, just make sure, you know, when you have something recorded, make sure it's backed up on another, you know, source, just so, you know, if you have, you know, songs that are there, if something was to happen, you know, they will be, you know, somewhere else so you can, you know, find it, because, you know, like when God gives you something, you know, that's something to cherish. But my advice to you know, to upcoming musicians and you know, upcoming solo artists, and, you know, I'm very new to this, so like it's all new to me. But my encouragement is just to really just stay in prayer, stay in the Lord, stay on your faith, just so God can just continue to give you, you know, new songs, and, you know, because when it comes from Him, you know, it's going to make an impact. And that's something that I've learned. Every song that I've written, that really blesses people, comes from Him. It didn't really come from, like, you know, me trying to make a quote unquote hit or you know, me trying to impress anyone. But it just came from him, and you see the evidence when people are blessed, and when you minister, it's, and I don't want to try to sound like, you know, super spiritual, like I'm, you know, better than where I'm at. It's when you minister and when you do something unto the Lord, it's literally unto the Lord, and it's not about you at all. So just keep him at the center, and, you know, just stay prayed up and allow him to give you love.
Amen. So before we hang up, can you give us information about where people can get your single, and if you have any website, you can share with the audience your website or any contact information.
Well, I'm currently working on my website right now, but my booking information is you can email me at booking WMcMillan, MCMILLAN at gmail.com, and then I have a Twitter. It's just my name backwards, McMillan William, or at McMillan William, or, you know, you can go, my Instagram is the same thing, at McMillan William, and then type in my name on Facebook, and you know, I'm on Facebook as well. So I think I'm over my capacity, but you can still subscribe and follow me on Facebook,
right,
and I can
receive
messages. So
right, and your single, people can get it from Amazon, CD Baby, and iTunes.
Yep,
correct.
Yeah, Amazon.com, CD Baby, and iTunes, yep.
Okay, and it's really wonderful. I've listened to it. It really did bless me. So I think that's wonderful advice you've given to musicians. Stay on your face in prayer. Let God give you the music and let you flow with it. I so thank you very much, Brother Will, for coming on. I look forward to seeing you hopefully in a few weeks when we all gather in Baltimore. But God bless you. May the Lord continue to bless you. And I'm touching and agreeing with you that this single will bless the people of God and bless those who may not even know the Lord, that they will want to come to the Lord. So take care and give regards to your family for me.
Yes, thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
That was Brother William McMillan, and it's just a wonderful single. I would encourage you to download it. I'm going to play for you a portion of a song called Everything Will Be All Right. Lady Janetha Wright and her husband, Pastor John David Wright, who is the son and daughter-in-law of the late, great Reverend Timothy Wright, will be with me next week. But let me play a little bit of this song before we go to our next interview. It's called Everything Will Be All Right.
Thank you, Jesus. Is it all right if I talk for a moment? Me and my husband, as you know, we both went through some tragedies. And through those tragedies and through those trying times, I know I'm not the only witness in the house on tonight. Some of you can attest, some of you have lost loved ones. Some of you have been in difficult situations. Some of you have been going through some things, hallelujah. But I know you gotta believe that everything is going to be all right.
Just a portion of Everything Will Be All Right, and we hope to play the entire cut, plus an additional song next week when they're on the broadcast with us. We're getting ready to go to our second interview with Brother Gordon Campbell, who I say is one of the best drummers on the planet. Good morning, Brother Gordon, cousin. How are you today?
Good morning, cousin. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good, good, good. I know it's the middle of the night for you, so I certainly appreciate you for coming on the show, and just so happy for you and just to see your success. But
you.
First of all, tell the audience a little bit about yourself.
Okay. First of all, my name is Gordon Campbell. I come from a city, Newburgh, New York, which is about 60 miles north of Manhattan. Grew up playing drums at my grandfather's church, your great uncle. That's Temple Church of God in Christ. And I've been playing. I went to Howard University where I met a group called Shy. And they took us on the road and they moved to L.A. and they brought the band to Los Angeles. And ever since then, I just met a lot of people and been blessed to be able to work with a lot of artists that I actually grew up listening to and, you know, I guess envisioned myself playing with one day. You know, the blessings actually came to pass. You know, so since then, I've been. This year marks my 20th year since my first actual big professional tour. You know, of course, I was playing before that.
Wow.
20 years, yeah.
Wow. You know, I was talking about you with your other cousin, Terrence, and we were just talking about musicians and learning how to become professional musicians. So can you talk to, especially some musicians out there, about the need for practice and learning how to sight, you know, some of those things that you need to be successful?
Okay, the first thing I believe that it takes to be successful in any craft, not just music, is knowing your craft. And that entails, for me being a musician and drummer, knowing the history of my instrument, knowing, you know, where it came from, knowing the pioneers of the craft, knowing the pioneers of drumming, and really knowing a lot of different styles. You know, I pride myself on being versatile, being able to play a lot of different styles of music. And that's what keeps me working pretty much and keeps people calling me. They know they can call me for pretty much anything. And I'll be, musically, I'll be prepared. And professionally, I'll be on time. I'll be prepared with the stuff that they send me. So being professional on the musical side and on the business side is, you know, really what it takes. And the beginning is knowing your craft.
That's excellent. That's excellent. And you grew up in a church, and that's where you got your start. So can you, I guess, share a message of hope or encouragement to, I guess, some church musicians who are thinking about, you know, a professional career as a musician? How can you tell them? How can they, in a sense, keep their testimony, keep their light shining in the music industry?
Let me see. Can you ask that one more time?
I was saying, you grew up in a church. Yeah, you grew up in a church, and you've been a light. You've been an example. You and the late Martha McCready have been examples. So what can you say to other musicians who may be thinking about, especially church musicians, who may be thinking about a career in the music industry? What kind of advice would you give for them, and how they, should they approach it to, you know, keep their testimony and keep their light shining?
Right. Okay. I would say the first thing definitely is that there is hope and you can do it. Like, I came from Newburgh, which is a small city, Beth Temple. I mean, it's a nice sized church, but in the like scheme of like mega churches and all that, it wasn't like a big church that everybody knew. And I was able to do what I do, and I've been doing it for a long time. So there's hope, and I would encourage anybody who really wants to do it to stay passionate, stay focused, and just keep working on it and do what they have to do to be able to get to a certain level, you know, at a certain level in the music industry. The other thing is to keep the testimony is just keep God first and understanding that this is a gift that we have. And that's what I understand, that my musicality is a gift. It can be taken away at any time. So it keeps me humble, for one. And just really realizing where it came from and keeping God first. And I do a lot of, like, clinics where I teach younger guys. I do a lot at small churches or, like, inner city where the kids feel like they don't have a clue or that, you know, a lot of times people start making a lot of money and they forget about where they came from. You have to keep that first. You can't forget where you came from. And I always tell them to still pay your tithes. Don't stop paying your tithes because you haven't been whatever, you know.
Amen.
It's important.
Yeah.
And it keeps me grounded and it keeps me working, really. You know, so, and the other thing is, too, for a lot of times coming out of church, especially like Church of God in Christ or any
Pentecostal church, a lot of times they say it's wrong to play anything other than gospel, which is probably a whole other subject, a whole other day. But if you keep God first, and you can be a light amongst the darkness, you know, and you don't even have to preach to the people because a lot of times they don't want to hear it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll
mm-hmm.
see your light just being around, you know. You mm-hmm. might be that one person without even saying anything to them that makes them interested in even wanting to go to church or wanting to find out how you're so cool and you don't do everything that everybody else
mm-hmm.
does on the tour, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then a lot of times people have the wrong idea of what goes on the tour. Like my dad, who never really come to a lot of my shows, came to a show last year, and he basically saw what we do all day. Most of the day we're
mm-hmm.
at the venue most of the day. We eat, we go on the bus, and then it's showtime, back on the bus and leaving. So it's not a lot of time for any, I guess, debauchery or whatever. A lot of people have the wrong notion of what's really going on.
Right.
It's really work. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
really a business like going to any other job. And if you keep it like that, you know. And I say people are going to do on the road what they do at home anyway. People just don't know that they're doing it,
mm-hmm.
you know. It's just, you know, you're going to do what you're going to do if you're at home, at church, or out touring, you know. So, but if you keep God first, you know, and understand where your gift, first of all, that it's a gift, and that it came from God, then it keeps you focused on the real, keeps your eye on the prize, basically.
Excellent. So now, before we hang up, can you tell the audience where they can purchase your DVD, which is Doing Quite Well, Secrets of the Working Drummer, and your, I guess, booking information?
Okay. Secrets of the Working Drummer is a DVD I put out back in January. I did it, actually, I started 2 years ago, and that was another thing to stay focused on just to get it done, because I did it myself, and then I got distribution through Hudson. But you can get it, you can go to my website, which is gordoncampbell.com, and Gordon is GordonCampbell.com, or you can go to HudsonMusic.com and find my DVD, or you can get it off of Amazon.com.
Mm-hmm.
Speakers of the Working Drummer.
Okay. And they can get your booking information at your website, correct?
Yes. If they go to GordonCampbell.com, there's a contact, and they can just click on booking. They can email me through the website, or, you know, it'll contact me.
Well, I thank you so much, cousin, for calling in the middle of the night. I do appreciate it, but we're all just so very godly proud of you, the Best family, the Butler family. We're just so proud of you, and I was watching the DVD, and I just started smiling, remembering a conversation one time you and my brother Tyrone had. He was on the phone
mm-hmm.
talking about chops and licks, and my father was saying, my late dad was saying, what is chops and licks? And we all just started laughing. I sat there chuckling. So I just was remembering that, but it's really wonderful what you're doing. Keep up the good work, and we're certainly praying for you. And I'm always happy when I see you on TV backing somebody up. I'm like, oh, there's Cousin Gordon. So stay well, and we'll continue to keep you in our prayers and pray for the success of the DVD.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for the love.
Okay.
I love you.
All right. Okay.
That.
All right. Take
All
care.
Right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
And that was Gordon Campbell, who really is one of the best drummers I feel on the planet. He's related to me, I know, but I feel he's the best drummer one of the best drummers on the planet. After this song, I Need You by Anne McCreary, I will come back and deliver the weekly teaching lesson, and we're continuing to stir up the gifts.
I need the now.
So on today, I'm continuing the series Stir Up the Gifts, the lesson learning outcome to continue the review of the practical and serving gifts and to increase our understanding of the orderly operation of the gifts in the church today. On last week, I taught a short lesson on the revelation gifts, which are the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, and the discerning of spirits. And I started the practical / serving gifts. The scripture references for the practical and serving gifts are Romans 12:3-8 and 1 Corinthians 12:28. I will read the scriptures along with the lesson topic. So let's begin. I covered prophecy and helps already. So today I'm just going to cover teaching, exhortation, giving, and ruling / administration. Next week, we will definitely finish the practical serving gifts overview and then begin our summary lesson of this entire series. So Romans 12, verse 7 says, or he that teacheth on teaching, verse 8, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence. So let's stop right there. So let me go with dealing with the teaching gift as one of the practical serving gifts. The special ability God gives to some to explain the truth of the Word of God clearly and to apply them effectively so that those taught understand and learn, to instruct others in the Bible in a logical and systematic way so as to communicate pertinent information for true understanding and growth. People with this gift communicate biblical truth that inspires greater obedience to the Word. They challenge listeners simply and practically with truth of Scripture. They give attention to detail and accuracy, and they prepare through extended times of study and reflection. Gift of exhortation or encouragement. Special ability God gives some to offer comfort, words of encouragement, hope, and reassurance to discouraged, weak, or troubled Christians in such a way that they are consoled. People with this gift come to the side of those who are discouraged to reassure them and give them hope and stimulate faith, and they emphasize God's promises and confidence in His will. The practical serving gift of giving. This gift enables a believer to recognize God's blessings and to respond to those blessings by generously, sacrificially, and cheerfully giving of one's resources, time, talent, and treasure without thought of return. The divine enablement to contribute money and resources to the work of the Lord with cheerfulness and liberality. People with this gift manage their finances and support the work of the ministry with sacrificial gifts to advance the kingdom. They meet tangible needs that enable spiritual growth to occur. They provide resources generously and cheerfully, trusting God for His provision. And they have a special ability to make money so that they may use it to further God's work. And then the final gift we're going to review for today, the gift of administration or ruling. The special ability God gives to some to steer the body toward the accomplishment of God-given goals and directives by planning, organizing, and supervising others. The divine enablement to understand what makes an organization function and the special ability to plan and execute procedures that accomplish the goals of the ministry. People with this gift develop strategies or plans to reach identified goals. They assist ministries to become more effective and efficient. They create order out of organizational chaos. They manage or coordinate a variety of responsibilities to accomplish a task. They organize people, tasks, or events. So those people are multitaskers, and they're gifted to multitask for the sake of the kingdom. So, as I said before, next week I'm going to finish the practical serving gifts and do reveal what we have covered during this entire six-week series. And then on Monday, June 5th, we will finish the series by offering suggestions for stirring up and exercising the gifts. I want to remind our listeners that because of time limitations, these lessons are not designed to be comprehensive. I will also share some of the references that I used, to create these lessons. So this concludes our lesson for today. I hope you are blessed by today's lesson. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word on today, that someone be convicted and accept you as Lord and Savior. Increase our understanding regarding fivefold ministry gifts and the spiritual and practical gifts. Lord, let those whom you have called for fivefold ministry complete the process you have designed for them. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to thank everyone for supporting and listening. And we certainly thank Brother William McMillan and Brother Gordon Campbell for their time and wish them success. And we will pray God's favor and good health in their lives. Next week, my guests are Pastor David Wright and Lady Denita Wright. And we will also have Mr. Sean Reed McGee, a businessman and philanthropist. So until next week, this is Dr. Faye Maureen Butler getting ready to sign off. Until next week's Top of the Morning Show, Goodbye World, as Pastor William Murphy takes us out singing The Sound and Stephen Hurd sings our last selection of the show, Let's Celebrate. Promote the three G's, God, the gospel, and good things. Top morning to you.
stomp your feet.
Everybody stomp your feet.
Celebrate the Lord with me.
Celebrate the Lord with me.
Let's celebrate.
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 Tonight we come to celebrate the name of Jesus. Everybody tell somebody.
Everybody tell somebody.
Tell them that you know somebody.
Tell them that you know somebody.
He's the King of Kings and Lord of
Lords. King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
You're the one that I adore.
You're the one that I adore.
Everybody clap your hands.
Everybody clap your hands.
Everybody do your dance.
Selection, Fred Hammond, and RSC, There's No Condemnation.
Yeah. This is Pastor David Wright, and our last minute praying if I suffer. Thank you.